Time now on the Benusa Pregame Show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, how was the bye week for you?
Well, I think it was a good week. I think any time, Schultz, you and I talk about this, any time you get a bye week, I think you have to take advantage of it. And you just have to try to recharge your batteries, get healthy, all those types of things. And I think when you talk about a bye week with us right now, we hadn't had one. So I think it was good for our guys to have a bye week and, you know, just experience that actually this year.
How much time did you give them off?
We went back at it on Monday because, again, they got home Saturday. And we practiced Monday through Friday. We gave them the weekend off. But all we did is we did small games. We had a small game tournament. That's all. You can't do anything tactically in a week off because, again, they're not going to be with you. So you just want to make sure, again, that you keep the competitive juices going. They're moving their legs. They're getting good conditioning, those types of things. So, and they love small games. And you know what? You let the ice do the teaching a little bit. And they had a fun week.
Explain to the listeners what those small games do, and just as far as getting your mind working, because everything does happen so quick.
Well, that's exactly what it is. I mean, you are playing, all small games are game simulations, and you know, some of our small games are tight areas. Some of our obviously are in the zone. Some of them are obviously, you know what, you know, there's a little bigger space. So it all depends on what you want to accomplish, and each day you want to maybe try to accomplish something a little different. So you know, but they're all different situations that are going to happen in a game, and you want the guys to be in those situations. So when it does happen in a game, they know what to do.
Every team in college hockey is banged up this time of year, not counting Harms and Eichstead with pretty major injuries. But how much does one weekend off from banging around and all the contact help guys with just some of the minor stuff?
Exactly right. It helps a lot, and I think a lot of it is just psychologically. Once having a week off, obviously, just to clear your mind and freshen up your mind is just what the doctor orders a lot.
Speaking of Harms and Eichstead, how are they coming along?
They're coming along. I'm hoping we'll have Harmsy next weekend. He's feeling a little better. Dylan's skating right now, so Dylan, you know what I would say, he probably won't be ready next weekend, but, you know, maybe for Tech. And again, he's just skating, but he hasn't skated with the team. And so again, we'll just have to play that by ear once he starts practicing with us with the team.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. On to Ferris. Ferris and Huntsville, the only two teams that you haven't seen as of yet in person. How much leading up to this weekend, though, have you seen Ferris on tape? And when you do see them on tape, are you paying any attention to them or strictly the team that you're playing that given week?
Strictly the team we're playing that given week, Schultz. We concentrated on Ferris this week, and we watched a lot of tape on them. And, again, at the end of the day, you know what, they have an identity. We know what their identity is, so just like they know what our identity is. So, obviously, their personnel is a little different, but, again, their style of play hasn't changed much. And, you know, we just have to try to make sure that we execute well.
Ferris is relatively young. How much better are they now than the beginning of the year?
Well, I think they're really young on the back line, and I think that's the thing is they're more experienced now in the back line now than they were in the beginning of the year. And it takes those freshman defensemen a while to get acclimated to college hockey. And, you know, we went through that last year with a young D corps, and we still have a young D corps, but it takes a while. But again, those kids are obviously there's more experience. They're battle tested. They've played in 24 games. So again, they're not freshmen anymore.
Got a very good young goalie. It wasn't that long ago that freshman goalies didn't see the light of day in a game. How much has youth level coaching helped that position across all of hockey?
Well, I think youth level coaching, but I think most importantly, there's athletes now. A lot of athletes playing that position. And back in the day, were they all athletes playing that position? Yeah, some were, some weren't. And right now, it's a competitive position. They're getting coached well, as you said, but there's just some tremendous athletes playing goal now.
Their power play and penalty kill are decent. Not great, but decent. What sorts of quirks do they have on their special teams right now?
Well, the one thing is they move the puck very quick on the power play, and they shoot from everywhere. You're going to see Loney; he shoots the puck a lot. McDonald, number 9, he shoots the puck a lot. So they want to shoot, and then we talked about that on tape. We showed that they want to try to score on the rush on the power play. They want to try to get a shot on net within 3 seconds if they want a face-off on the power play. It's not so much about setting up. They want shots, and then they want puck recovery, and then they want second and third chance opportunities. So, we always have a lot of trouble with Ferris on their power play. So, we just have to make sure, again, we have good sticks, and The puck goes side to side, and Pitts is going to have to go side to side with the puck.
Gerald Mayhew has been at Ferris forever. He's their leading scorer. Who gets the job of defending him this weekend?
You know what? We'll probably let Danny Billett take that. Tommy Muck and Danny Billett, those guys are good defenders, and they take pride in that. So those guys are going to be out against those guys a lot.
This weekend we honor our age, Bob Peters. Been here almost as long as you've been alive. What's that longevity say to you?
Well, it just tells you a little bit, again, on his love for Bemidji State, you know, his passion for this community. And then he's just a tremendous coach, but he's a builder. And, you know, he's one of those guys. He's an icon. He's an icon in the sport. And I said it at Beaver Pride today. You know, you put him in the same breath as a Bear Bryant, as a John Wooden, as a Mike Krzyzewski, as a Dean Smith. Guys that built programs, Schultze. You know, and I'm not saying all these programs were built from scratch, but they had a major impact on their programs, a major impact on their players, and they're invested in their community. And, you know, that's probably the best thing you can say about Coach is he loves the university, loves Beaver hockey, but he loves the community as much as all of them.
Best of luck this weekend, Tom.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.